Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Are you a workaholic or know somebody who is? Well, a study from the University of Bergen shows that more than 8% of the Norwegian workforce is addicted to work to the point where it becomes a health issue. Now, here are a few signs that you might be a workaholic. You always try to free up time to work more. You get stressed if you can't work, and others tell you to cut back. And the study says workaholics tend to have these personality traits. They are agreeable and altruistic, neurotic and intelligent with big imaginations. They say workaholism is not a formal diagnosis yet, but because it may have psychological and physical outcomes, there is need for proper treatment. And this was published in the journal PLOS ONE. Now, depending where you live, the school year is about to start or already has. Mayo Clinic experts would like to help lighten the load, starting with the backpack. Here's Dr. Alva Roche Green.
Do you guys remember going to high school and having that 20-pound backpack on your back? We now know that that's really bad for children's posture and their back. They end up with having back problems down the line. So we recommend that children have no more than 10% of their body weight in their backpack. For a child that weighs 100 pounds, that's 10 pounds. So children need to learn to prioritize what they're putting in their backpack. And if they find that they need to bring home more than the recommended weight, getting a rolling backpack may be a good idea.
And here are some other tips to make sure your child has a healthy start to the school year. Make sure they wash their hands for 60 seconds at least to prevent spreading germs. Remind kids about stranger danger. Help them get good night's sleep and encourage good eating habits. And now finally, here's some news about breast cancer. Researchers found that postmenopausal, overweight, or obese breast cancer patients who have hormone therapy and who use non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, such as aspirin or ibuprofen, have significantly lower breast cancer recurrent rates. The findings suggest a new possibility for reducing the incidence of recurrence among these women. And they say this research is very preliminary, and they plan additional larger studies to learn more about adding non-steroidal anti-inflammatories to breast cancer treatment. And this was in the journal Cancer Research. Okay, so you're outside, and even though days might be getting a little shorter, the bugs are still biting. Insect repellent works, but it only works if used properly. The type of repellent you use depends on the type of insect you're trying to ward off. The CDC says use repellents with picaridin IR3535 or oil of lemon eucalyptus for mosquitoes, and use repellent with 20% or more DEET for both ticks and mosquitoes. And remember, it only works if you wear it. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.